Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Mark, the 9th chapter, last week, we got into some detail about the faith of Jesus, and we saw these comments that Jesus made about the subject. Mark 9, a man had a son whom the scripture calls a lunatic. We see that he had seizures. And it had been that way a long time. And he had gone into these seizures and had fallen into water. And of course, they'd think he's going to drown. And he'd go into the seizure by a fire and fall into fire and get burned. And this had been happening for years and years. How many know that's devilish? There's something trying to destroy a life. Is there anything more powerful than that?
Yes.
Certainly God is well able to heal and deliver. And this man brought his son to Jesus' disciples because they had been getting people set free and healed. But they prayed and they ministered to the boy and nothing happened. He was no better. How many understand that just because somebody prays for you and you didn't get healed, that does not reveal that it's not God's will to heal you? This means for some reason you didn't receive. I said, well, people have prayed over me, you know, must have been 30 times now to receive the Holy Ghost. And I still don't speak in tongues. All that means is you haven't received. Doesn't mean that you can't receive or that you're not supposed to receive or that it's not for you. Well, I've had the best in the land pray for me to be healed and I'm still just as sick as ever. All that means is that you haven't received. Did you hear me? It's still God's will for you to be healed. Right? How many understand these people were in the company of Jesus? They were charged and ordained and authorized and empowered and sent by Him. And they failed to get this boy set free. And it didn't prove a thing about the will of God. It just proved that they failed to get him free and the man failed to receive. But when Jesus came down from the mount, the man saw him and he ran to him and he fell down. He said, Lord, if you can do anything. Did you know that if is the badge of doubt? You can't say if in faith. Are you with me now? If you can do anything, have compassion on us and heal us. And what did Jesus say? Our other translations bring out, if I can, Jesus said. In other words, what do you mean, if I can? How many understand it is absolutely unnecessary to ask God, can He fix it? Right? To question His ability. No, He said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And the man said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And we made this statement, you know, that Brother Hagin has said so many years. He said, faith will work in your heart with thoughts of doubt in your mind. Oh, that's something good to know.
Amen.
The man is saying, when he heard the words of Jesus, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. All things are possible to him that believes. That rang in his spirit. And his spirit rose up in faith. Faith comes by hearing. When he heard that, faith rose up in his heart and he said, I believe it. And then he remembered all these seizures this boy has had and how many doctors said he couldn't be healed and how many people prayed for him and all these thoughts of doubt are bothering him. And he said, I believe. Whew, help my unbelief. But the next thing we see, the boy is delivered. He is fine. So there's no question that faith will work in your heart. Even with some thoughts of doubt in your mind. It did. And it will. For you. Now notice, all things are possible to him or her that believes. Say that out loud. All things are possible to him that believes. Say it again. All things are possible to him that believe. Say it again. All things are possible to him that believes. Now, we went over about three main things last week, but let me just review for those who weren't with us. Number one, faith is required. Everybody say required.
Required.
It's not optional. It's required. You can't refuse to believe and get God to move for you some other way. People are trying it all the time. People try to move God by begging, by being pitiful. People are trying to move God by trying to act like he owes them something. I've been a good Christian, Lord. I've done all this for you now. You ought to do this for me. Oh, no, no, no. He owes you no blessing because of your works. You can't do enough good works to earn a healing or earn a deliverance or earn a blessing. No, no. But Jesus has already bought and paid for it. And it's available free. By faith. Everybody say, by faith. Not some other way, but by faith. Remember Jesus said, go into all the world. Preach the good news to every creation. And what? He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that believes not will be damned. Is believing optional? Is there any other way to be born again or to get in the kingdom or to see God, get in heaven? Is there any other way? There is no other way. It's not optional. You either believe God or you're not saved. Right? You either believe God, faith or nothing. There's no other way. You either believe God or you don't get born again. And the same thing is true about every other area of life, just like being born again. You either believe God or you don't get healed. You either believe God or you don't get your bills paid. Right? You can cry. You can tell everybody how bad you need it. You can beg. You can be pitiful. You can worry yourself silly. You can pace the floor and it'll be all for nothing. It'll just ruin your health. God's not moved by need. He's not moved by how much you want something or how badly you need it. What causes God to respond to you?
Faith.
Faith. How many times, see, Jesus told people, according to your faith, be it unto you. Was Jesus a teacher of faith? Did he teach faith? Well, what's this right here? He says, what do you mean, if I can? If you can believe, all things are possible to him. See, people who make fun of faith don't realize it, but they're making fun of Jesus. Well, y'all are that name it and frame it bunch. At blab it and grab it. Confess it and possess it. People say things like that with a despising tone. Ah, those are those faith people. Well, who said, if you would not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said came to pass, you would have what you said? Who said that? Who was teaching when that was recorded? These are the words of the Master. So who are they making fun of? He's the one that said, believe it in your heart, say it with your mouth, and you'll have what you say. He's the one that said all things are possible to him that believes. He's the one that said according to your faith, it'll be to you, and he said it a dozen times. Jesus taught faith. He taught about faith. And oh, he had and has faith. Did he walk in faith? Did he live in faith? Demonstrate faith? Pray in faith? Preach faith? Yes. Now, it'd have to be that way. Go to Hebrews now. Look at the 11th chapter. It has to be this way because of this verse, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Let me say it one more time. Was Jesus a faith preacher? Was he a faith person?
Yes.
Yes. So if you're going to be like him, do you have to be a person of faith?
Yes.
Yeah. So why would anybody make fun of faith or make light of faith? But people do. But not us here at Faith Life Church. No. We live a life of faith, right? And you're going to see here one of the big reasons why we emphasize it so much. Hebrews 11:6. Are you there? What does it say? Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's what?
Impossible.
It's hard.
No, impossible.
It's rare.
No.
What? You don't see it very often. No, you never see anybody pleasing God with anything that there was no faith in it. Never has been, never will be. But we talked about last week what a strong word this is and how rarely you see this word used in connection with God. When you say God and it's impossible for something in connection with God, that's rare to see that, right? Because He's God. But we saw last week, it is impossible for Him to lie. Right? And we talked about what an important thing it is to be a person of integrity. And that your words, you can't have faith and be a liar. We couldn't have faith in God. If He ever told one lie, it would undermine our ability to trust Him and have faith in Him. In fact, the whole world and the heavens and the universe had come apart because all things are upheld by the integrity of the word of His power. God has never told a lie and He never will. He could not tell a lie and be God. Jesus said, I am the way, the what?
Truth.
The truth. He's the light, the life, the way, but He is the truth. Truth. Everybody say truth.
Truth.
Didn't you say He tells the truth? He is truth. The Spirit of God is called the Spirit of
truth.
Truth. The Word of God is called the Word of
truth.
Truth. There is absolutely no deception.
None.
No falsehood in God.
No, right.
In the dealings and workings of His Spirit or in His Holy Word, there is not one false word. None, never will be. Aren't you glad that you can trust God without reservation, knowing that there is no way it is impossible that He's ever going to lie to you? Impossible. Right? Well, now here's something just as impossible. It's impossible that you're going to please God with no faith. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Expectation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804B. That's R804B. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.